Welcome to the Tales for Wales Throwback Thursday. You know what it is by now. We thought you guys would probably be sick and tired of the rotating three intros we had before, where it was like us going, hey, this is a new feature that we did, because we've done about 20-odd by this point. So we thought we'd update them and just say, yeah, here you are. You're looking back into the looking glass. These are our old episodes. You get little snippets. And then if you like them, maybe you've heard them before and you just want a little glimpse in the past. But if you haven't, maybe you're thinking, I missed out on something.
Quick, go, cut. We're going to go too long again. Yeah, you know what it is. Goodbye. So me and Jack, just to catch you up, we're doing two episodes today on a Sunday. Jack's had a fucking heavy weekend and I've had existential crisis. I'm terrified I'm about to die and Jack is killing himself slowly with alcohol.
It's we're dealing with it very differently. It was the same sides of different sides of the same coin, you might say. You were literally just telling me before we started recording now, you're like, I've ordered like a cardiovascular medicine.
During the last episode, I was like, fuck, I'm gonna get some medicine. And I just bought some health tablets on my heart. No one
you,
said
you would
my
be
heart's
an
bad.
Absolutely brilliant mark for a scammer. Just going, do you want these heart pills? You'd be like, give them to me. How much is a blank check? Just give them to me.
Well, my old man's got a dodgy ticker. He's really bad heart, and you know my lifestyle has an impact on my heart. So I just know it's coming, and that's the worst part. It's like fucking the music in Jaws is constantly in the background. Going, turn it, turn it, turn it.
Christ, that sounds like the most real sort of. A description of anxiety. Imagine Jaws theme is just in the background all the time.
That is it, isn't it, man? It's just that's what anxiety is. Just constantly feeling the sense of, oh, fuck. So, maybe I'm just in a bit of a bout of anxiety at the moment, which I, you know, I'm prone to, as we all are, I'm sure. Oh, we all bloody men. We don't get any of that shit.
We don't never talk
about
it.
Actually, can't imagine you ever having anxiety.
Me?
I've got a bunch of mates who...
All the time, mate. I don't like fucking... I have my camera off on Teams because sometimes if there's too long a silence, I like seize up and clench because I don't like the awkwardness of it. And this thing is, I'm so used to working from home now that I catch myself almost doing it when I actually go into the office and there's an awkward silence. I feel like my body's going, do that cringe thing you do. And it's like, no, we can't do that in person. I think I'm fucking a freak.
Well, mine's more death anxiety than awkward silence anxiety. But it's mad.
I just don't like it.
And the feelings are the same, aren't they?
Same thing.
Hey, look, it only took us...
We're all just bloody human, and we boys.
It took us like 47 episodes to tap into the mental health market.
Sorry, listeners, we're doing a pivot. We're not doing history anymore. This is a well-being podcast now.
Well, how are you? How is your well-being? I listened to one of our other episodes the other day, just a quality assurance, because I actually hate listening back to what we sound like.
I hate hearing my own voice.
I was walking, and it's so funny whenever I try and tee you up with an anecdote or what you've been up to, or I just try and have a general conversation with you. I can hear you go scrolling through your phone to find your notes to tell me a story, which in normal life you would tell me these things so naturally anyway.
I think because I know we've been recorded, my brain is going like, stick to the script, you know? It's like, you'll throw in a question I didn't expect, and I'm like, right, ignore that, and just fucking say the bits in your notes.